tired.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
hate to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't?
The alarm's gone off, but he's still sleeping, so you'd better go.
Better get up, go and wake, get him out of bed.
Okay. If the medicine's still by a patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
Okay. The patient might answer,
I forgot it, yes. Okay.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're a stone
deaf.
You've been working hard, and you take off your wet shirt and say, look how I
sweated, perspired. Okay. In a case like that, it'd be just plain sweat.
Yeah. A discharging sore that comes to a head.
A boil.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called?
Pus.
If you have an infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than what it ought to be, you'd say my hand?
Swollen.
If you got a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Under the blister, it's water.
Okay, if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you went to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
I'm not sure how to phrase it. When a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum.
That's infection, yeah.
Okay, it's something flesh.
Oh, proud.
I had never heard that.
Yeah, I've heard it, proud flesh.
If you get a little cut on your finger, what might you put on it to avoid infection?
You put on some disinfectant, like the curcum, the phthalate.
The kind that burns.
Iodine.
Pills that you take sometimes for malaria.
I don't know as a special name. I don't know of a special name for them, but malaria, it wouldn't be just an aspirin or anything like that. It would be something more. It's an antibiotic.
Yeah. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
died. Expired, the way they write them on, they put them on the reports at the hospital.
Yeah.
Expired.
If you say it in a kind of slangy, humorous way, you might say, I'm glad that old buzzard
is dead.
He's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with.
Okay.
For?
A place where people are buried.
Cemetery. Worked in it for 20 years. Coldest place in the winter and the hottest place in the summer.
The box that people are buried in.
Caskets.
The ceremony at the cemetery is called?
Graveside services.
Okay, or the one maybe at the church or the funeral home?
It'd be just a funeral service.
Okay. If people are dressed in black, you say they are
mourners.
If somebody asks you on an average day, how are you feeling, you might say, oh.
So and so. Oh, okay, I never tell them I'm feeling bad. I always say I'm feeling good even when I'm not.
Nobody wants to hear that you're not feeling good.
You know, you can strike up a conversation with some people. Well, how are you feeling today?
And
you've got an hour to listen to an hour of it, if you would.
And really people shouldn't say that if they don't.
That's right.
If I say, how are you? I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right.
Yeah, come out in the long run.
If your children are out late and your wife's getting excited, you might say, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
Okay.
Don't fret.